Happy 2015. This will be my first show in the new year. You are listening to Wings Over Water, Creativity and Recovery on City of Angels Recovery Radio. My name is Kathy Moser. I am your hostess with the mostest. And this show is an ongoing experiment, asking the question and looking for answers to how does our creativity affect our recovery? And how does our recovery affect our creativity? And what are some tools we can use and skills we can strengthen in order to be able to be as deeply creative as we were meant to be and also stay clean and sober and be helpful in the world. Today's topic is a little bit ironic as a way to start the new year. I'm going to talk about saying goodbye, a topic that I think is really important in so many ways at so many levels, and I actually happen to be going through this at the moment. So I'm going to use my own creative process of creating this radio show to help myself think about saying goodbye. And I will tell you that a gig that I have been doing for the last 5 years is ending in January, kind of unexpectedly. So that's been making me think about how I say goodbye to things and what I say goodbye to and when. And, you know, it's not always on our own terms. Many of us have had to say goodbye to our drugs and our alcohol. We may have also had to say goodbye to people, places, and things that we used with and at. We may have had to say goodbye to a lifestyle. We may have had to say goodbye to what we thought was our identity in order to let go and have our true self emerge. Those are some of the thoughts on the recovery side. And in the creativity side, you know, there's also lots of things we need to be able to say goodbye to. How we manage that process, you know, affects our relationships. It affects how we feel about ourselves. It affects how we feel about ourselves as artists. So that's what today's topic is going to be, a good goodbye.
I'm going to start us off with a song here by a band I hope you've heard of. They're called Red Molly. It's an all-female acoustic trio, I believe. And this is their song called Hello Goodbye, which is really appropriate for this next segment because I don't know about you, but for myself personally, a lot of things that I've said goodbye to, I've broken up and gotten back with many times, as I will allude to in this next segment. So this is Red Molly with their fun song called Hello Goodbye.
One hello, two goodbyes, it's over. No more petals on my four-leaf clover. I can't take more of this back and forth romance. He said goodbye, that's it, we're through. One big heart broke in two, but oh, we gave it our best chance. One goodbye, two hellos, he loves me. Thank my lucky stars above me. Why did we ever part? We're meant to be, oh yes, it's true. There's no one else but you, at least till we say goodbye again. Well, it's all. Carousel of love keeps spinning. Did I lose or am I winning? How long can we play this game? We're meant to be, oh yes, it's true. There's no one else but you, at least till we say goodbye again. If you say goodbye again, you'll surely break my heart. One goodbye, two hellos, he loves me. Thank my lucky stars above me. Why did we ever part? We're meant to be, oh yes, it's true. There's no one else but you, at least till we say goodbye again. Oh, at least till we say goodbye again.
In the beginning of my recovery, I guess the first thing I had to say goodbye to was drugs. And I have to say for myself, that took a lot. It was kind of like, I don't know if you've ever had those relationships where you break up and get back together like over and over again. But that was definitely my deal with saying goodbye to drugs. And I tried to do it myself and I tried to do it on my own terms, and I did things like threw it in the garbage and then got it back out of the garbage. I threw all my paraphernalia and stuff out into the woods and then went to the head shop and got more. I threw things out of car windows. But I guess that was like an angry goodbye and also a desperate goodbye, maybe. So my final goodbye to the drugs, at least, for me, felt like it had an element of grace. And I was actually, I'm sorry to say this, but it's true. I was high when I made that decision. I had a witness to the decision. That might have been important for why that one worked. I turned to my best friend at the time and said, "This is it." And it was under the full moon on Easter weekend, 1995. And I said to her, "This is the last time I'm getting high." And it was. So it's possible that maybe because I had a witness and somebody who, you know, was there in some ways for me. Although I have to say that friendship is then something I had to say goodbye to, because it turned out that she was completely uninterested in being friends with me if I wasn't getting high. So that was a little bit awkward, but that came later. Fortunately for me, I moved like 30 days later, which I know is not recommended. However, what was cool about that, and it happened that way. I had to move. It wasn't like I decided to move. I had to move because the place I was staying at that time was unsafe, and I didn't realize that. And so I stopped getting high. And my head cleared up, and I was like, wow, this is not a safe place for me to be. And another house opened up. A friend of mine was leaving a very sweet little cottage that he had rented for a long time. And so 30 days into my recovery, I found myself in a new house in which I never had gotten high, and I never did get high. So that people, places, and things, like being in a new environment, I think in that way for me, was very helpful. I didn't have the same like trigger of the space that I had been living in. That was another thing I said goodbye to, was the place I had been living. The other thing I said goodbye to gradually was trying to do it by myself. I was going to have to ask for help. So I drank for another year. Not extensively or intensely. I probably never even got drunk, because honestly, I'm a lightweight. But I did use alcohol to take the edge off, you know, when I couldn't bear with life on life's terms. I would have a glass of wine or a beer or something just to take the edge off. So a year and 10 days after I last got high, I also saw myself with a glass of red wine in my hand and realized it was the same thing. And I hope that what's useful about that is, you know, it might be that we don't say goodbye to everything all at once, but that doesn't mean it's not progress, right? I also say that, like, I tried to then give up, like, sugar and caffeine at the same time, and that completely brought my life crashing down around my ears. I might have also fasted. I just definitely, like, just didn't overly, like, I'm just going to get rid of everything. And that did not work for me. So perhaps the gradual letting go of one thing and then another was a good move, and less traumatic and more sustainable, because that's what we're really looking for here. Saying goodbye to people was harder. saying goodbye to places. Yeah, there are some places that I just couldn't go for a while. It didn't mean that, like, I couldn't go there ever again, but it did mean, like, there were certain places, like a rehearsal studio that I went to and played drums by myself in my isolated drug addict self. I would go to this place with the scummy carpets and the leaking air conditioners and the gross bathrooms, possibly you know of what I speak, and I would be there by myself high playing drums, and when I stopped getting high, I also had to stop going there. It was just too overwhelming. I would say 95% of the time I had been there, I had been high. So, you know, this actually led to a big upgrade in my life. I probably have not been in that scummy of a space in a long time because of my recovery. Another way in which recovery is a continuous upgrade, for me at least. I had to say goodbye to some family rituals or ways of being with my family. I come from a family that definitely has used drugs and alcohol as a bonding material, you know, kind of like crazy glue, actually, if you ask me. And I had to figure out how to detach from some of that in order to protect my recovery. So that was something else I had to say goodbye to, you know, the late nights sitting around getting drunk and silly. I had to let that go. Not that that ever really went that well, but it felt like a way of being connected. So I had to let go of that and then go on a long search for other ways of being connected. So just like so much in recovery, like the alcohol and drugs give me like a quick but surface kind of solution, and recovery gives me a slow but deeper and more real solution. Those are some of the things I had to say goodbye to. You know what else I had to say goodbye to? I had to say goodbye to my image of myself as tough, as better than, as a lone wolf, as a victim, as that survival level living, which felt safe to me because there's really nowhere to go down from there. You're already so close to the bottom. I mean, there really is more farther down to go, but I was living pretty far down there. So letting go of my negative attitude, saying goodbye to that, and really consciously trying to develop a positive attitude. Honestly, I thought the happy people were stupid when I got into recovery. So I had to let go of that also. What made that possible for me, I think, was seeing other people who were on this journey also and seeing them make decisions to let go of the old thing and reach for the new thing. And somebody said to me at some point that a lot of the growing happens between the trapezes. That is, when you've let go of the old way and you do not yet have a grasp on the new way, because you pretty much have to let go of the old way in order to free yourself up for the new way to arrive. So that's where a lot of the growing is, and that was really only possible for me when I felt safe, when I felt loved, when I felt I had clear examples of other people doing that and surviving it. This was not like I've been talking a lot lately about, there's a speaker I love named Scott R. who talks about the Arnold Schwarzenegger-esque approach, you know, that you're going to be courageous and brave and you're going to face your fears. And, you know, that's for me, that's not sustainable. Like I need to take baby steps. I need to go gently. I need to have love and support. I'm not out there just like kicking down doors, you know, of my fears. I'm pretty much taking small steps and then running back and checking in with my support network. And I think that's one of the things that makes us be able to say goodbye, and also to realize that it's a choice that we have. Like in my case, at least, nobody was making me do this. That's a whole nother thing, you know, which I think is definitely, I have had the experience of having to say goodbye to things that was not my choice and not on my terms. And that is its own journey also, but for me at least, it has always led to things getting better, even though that's not immediately obvious.
So let's get a little song in here. This is by Poco, a band from the 70s called Go and Say Goodbye.
Goodbye in creativity. Why is it important? I think it's important because leaving loose ends lying around, whether it's people you don't want to run into, projects you have not completed, that kind of thing, it's an energy suck. It's an energy drain. It robs us and it keeps us grounded in the past. So I would like to say that relevant to this gig that I've had, that's been an ongoing gig that I've had for 5 years, and it's been a really important gig in my creativity and my growing as an artist, and it's not my choice to leave it. I have been told that due to funding that I cannot continue doing that gig. They can't continue to have me. So I've also, what I've done is... I try to have like both, all of my feelings. Part of my feeling is I am sad, I am scared, because it's a lot of money. It was a big piece of my regular income. My ego is dinged, definitely. I feel like embarrassed and ashamed that I have apparently been not worthy of, that's like the story I tell myself. I'm not worthy of them coming up with the money to keep me there. That's one part of it, and I'm trying to allow myself to have some of that while also going. It's going to be for the best. This is going to free me up. This gig has been every other weekend for 5 years, so I now do not have to work every other weekend. That's different, and could lead to me being able to do other gigs that I have not been able to do. And trusting that God has a plan did not bring me this far to drop me now. And also, trying very hard to figure out how to have a good goodbye and end this with the highest level of integrity that I can, regardless of how it goes on the other side, to make sure that I do my part. And so to help me do that, one thing I did was, I'm actually going back in there several times before it's finally done. So I called someone else who has professional experience and asked them, like, okay, exactly, like, what is the professionally appropriate, spiritually right way to conclude this and to make sure all the different people that have to know get to know and that I have the best opportunity as possible to say goodbye. And there's a bunch of clients that I work with, so I need to know, like, how do I take care of them and say goodbye to them well? As opposed to some of my natural inclinations are like, I just forget it. That's it. I'm done. I'm not going to go back in. That feels humiliating. Or I'm afraid I might cry when I'm telling people that I'm leaving, which, you know, is fine. It's totally fine. And to figure out how to remain engaged until it is actually over. That's something I learned from a minister once. She talked about, like, you know, keeping in contact in when a relationship is ending, like a business or a professional relationship, is to stay connected until it's actually over. And also, I am trying to reach out, have reached out to the facility to make sure that they have everything they need that I can provide, so that I am leaving in the highest level of integrity. And what I've found is that with that kind of approach of getting help from people, getting specific directions from friends of mine that have experience in this area, and trying to go in there with the highest level of integrity, what I found when I was at the venue yesterday doing my third to last gig for them, but the first one since I found out that I will not be continuing there, is I felt kind of fearless, honestly. And I felt proud of myself. I felt like I brought a lot of integrity to it. I also felt really present. I felt like really grateful that I had the opportunity to know that I was leaving and to be there, because it helped me to feel very present. Now, I have to tell you, these are all things that I just don't think I could have done without practice, without a network. And the reason it's important for me as a creative person is that the more work I have and the more work I do, the less important each particular one is. I feel like a brick on this path rather than the whole path itself. And that my job is to take care of myself, pay attention to the fact that I feel sad and scared and embarrassed, and also continue to take action forward. So today, from, once again, behind the wheel of my Honda Fit, as I'm sure you can tell. Penelope, by the way, I do so many introduce you to her. She's purple, and she has, like, bright blue teal sparkles inside of her purple paint, and her name is Penelope. I'm once again behind the wheel of Penelope, and I am going to an open mic where there is a big jam of a lot of talented musicians, and my goal for 2015 is to play with other people more consistently and to build myself a band, because that's really the funnest thing there is. And I'm kind of doing it also as a what Julia Cameron talks about, like, you know, when you've had a creative blow, like a loss, or you've had to say goodbye to something, then to do something really nice for yourself, to encourage yourself. So that's what I'm trying to do here, you know, pay attention to how I really feel and also take an action to keep moving forward.
I was looking through my iTunes to try and find songs for this, and I found this song I didn't even know I had. This is off a Paste magazine sampler, an artist called Ford Terrell. It's T-U-R-R-E-L-L. So song is called The Ghost of Goodbye, and a really beautiful tune. I'm going to let it play out through the rest of the show, but just want to thank you so much for listening to this show on The Good Goodbye on City of Angels Recovery Radio. Reminding you, we have shows every single day of the week on all different kinds of topics. If you like what we're doing, please tell a friend. I am Kathy Moser, and I hope you have a great week. And if you have to say some goodbyes, I hope they are beautiful goodbyes. And this is, again, The Ghost of Goodbye by Ford Terrell.
Rings on the table from the sweat off my glass, like the trace of a memory stained into the past. Whiskey and water burns the back of my throat. For a minute it lets me let it all go. Can't leave it behind me. It haunts my mind. Try to fall asleep, it's laying right by my side. There's no place to hide from the ghost of goodbye. Everything's waiting for something to change. I sip some more coffee and get dressed.